And your first question is from the line of Steve Zabay.
Hi, Jimmy. Well, I guess I'll ask the basic question that everyone kind of wants to know to start. You had a lot of choices from a lot of good teams. Why in particular do the Rangers seem like a fit for you?
Well, first off, I'd just like to say that I'm very pleased to be a part of the New York Rangers organization. It's a great franchise, original six, and a lot of history. So I'm definitely excited to get going. And I think this week I did do a lot of meetings, and it was definitely a tough decision. But myself, my agent, and my family were very impressed with the Rangers in our meeting. And talking to Coach Vigneault and Jeff Corin and Chris Drury, I was really impressed with those guys, and I just thought that New York was somewhere that I could play and hopefully stick in the NHL.
Was there anything specific? I'm sorry, Jimmy. Was there anything specific though that stood out from the other pitches that the teams gave you?
I think for me, the thing that jumped out at me was that they seemed to really, really want me. And, from talking to them, it seemed that, they really needed to have me in that lineup and seemed that they believe in me. So, that was something that I was looking for. And I think that based on our talks, New York was the right fit.
Thanks very much.
Your next question comes from the line of Rick Capinello.
Hey, Jimmy, could you tell us, there's been a lot of reports there, how many teams you actually met with, and also, can you describe the type of player that you think you are?
So I did seven meetings this week, four on Tuesday and three on Wednesday. And then we had met with Buffalo prior to this week. So I was, considering eight teams, I guess, and definitely a tough process, like I said. And in terms of me as a player, I think I'm a big body. I'm about, 6'2", and 205 pounds, so I think I like to play a little bit of a mix between a power forward and a skilled forward, and I think that my offensive instincts are definitely the strong suit of my game.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Josh Cooper.
Hey, Jimmy, I was wondering if you paid attention to any of those funny celebrity pitches on Twitter. It just seemed like it kind of got out of hand a little bit by the end, but was that entertaining for you to check that out?
To be honest, I tried to stay off social media this week as much as I could, but, I had buddies and relatives texting me those tweets, so I was definitely aware of them, and now, they're pretty funny and pretty cool that those celebrities were reaching out to me, and I don't think it had a factor in the decision, so to speak, but one of the things I definitely liked about New York was the top-notch lifestyle that the city offers.
And there was a rumor out there, a report, that there was a pitch video that included Liam Neeson for you. Is that true? Or, if so, that sounds like it was pretty funny, if that was true, I guess.
The Rangers did send me a video of, mostly highlights and, stuff about the city itself. And, I think there were a couple of celebrities featured, so not going to comment on that, but it was a pretty cool video.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Your next question is from the line of Brian Compton.
Hey, Jimmy, congratulations on the deal. Welcome to New York. Just to kind of follow up Josh's question there, this whole process has taken on just it's gained a lot of attention here through the media. Were you surprised by just how much attention this has gotten over these past few weeks? Was this kind of overwhelming for you at all?
Yeah, you know, it definitely took on a life of its own, so to speak, and I'm not sure that me or anyone else expected that, but, you know, that's not something that I signed up for. You know, as someone, if you talk to anyone that knows me, you know, I'm a quiet kid, and I really had no intentions of it being such a media craze. So it was pretty hectic at times, so I'm just glad that the process is over now.
Do you expect to feel any added pressure just because of just how much attention this got?
No, not really. You know, as an athlete, I think I put pressure on myself on my own. You know, I think all athletes do to perform to the best of their abilities. And, you know, I've talked to, you know, the Rangers and their staff, and it's not really like, you know, they don't expect me to come in and be a savior. I think I'm just a piece that they wanted to add, and hopefully I can help the New York Rangers win hockey games.
Thanks, man. Good luck.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Alan Creda.
Hi, Jimmy. Welcome to New York. I just wanted to ask you, Kevin Hayes, Chris Kreider, Chris Drury in the organization, did those Boston players, people help your decision in any way, knowing those guys are there as well?
Yeah, obviously I'm good friends with Kevin Hayes. He's someone I've known since childhood. We played a little bit together growing up, and we work out together and skate in the summer. So, you know, I've talked to Kevin a lot, and he went through the same process as me 2 years ago, I think. So I lead him a lot during the process, and I think he definitely had a big impact on me. And then I'm also familiar with Chris Kreider from being from Massachusetts. And then Chris Drury was someone that I was really impressed with during the meeting with the Rangers. And, you know, he's someone I respect a lot based on what he's done in his career. And, yeah, there was definitely some ties to New England and my home, but you know, I think that was just one of many factors in the decision.
Thank you. And just to follow up, I know you guys played a game at the Garden a couple of years ago. Did that experience help you in any way? Also, make the decision, the chance to play at the Garden on the Garden ice with Harvard.
I've actually played there with Harvard the past 3 years, so you know, I've gotten a little bit of a feel for the city and the rink, and it's obviously you know, probably the best arena in the world. And you know, in those 3 years, we also had a chance to practice at the Rangers practice facility. I think that was probably in the back of my mind a little bit as well.
Good stuff. Thank you. Good luck.
Your next question is from the line of Stan Fischler.
Welcome again. I was wondering, what do you feel about your chances to make the varsity this season?
I think that in talking to the Rangers and obviously their staff and the coaches, you know, there's no guarantees in sports, obviously, but I feel that New York is somewhere where I could plug in right away and play and hopefully stick in the NHL. It's obviously not a, you know, it's not just going to be given to me. I'm going to have to put in the work and perform on the ice. But I thought New York was somewhere that I could plug in right away and be on the opening night roster.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of Mark Rosenman.
Welcome, Jimmy. You know, Ted Donato played for a lot of the teams that you were picking through. Did you lean on him at all and ask him for any advice?
You know, it's funny. We try to reach out to each other a couple times and weren't successful, but I actually talked to him today, and he said the same thing about, how he played for many of the teams that I was picking from. And I know a lot of the teams called him to ask about me. Coach Donato is definitely someone that I trust, and I think he played a part in the process, even though I wasn't able to connect with him.
And during the process, did you take a look at the rosters of all your teams and sit down with your agents and, maybe scope out potential line mates and where you felt the best fit would be for you talent-wise?
Yeah, in advance of this week, we went through a lot of teams and a lot of depth charts and prospect pools. So we definitely had an idea of where we thought that I could plug in right away.
All right, appreciate it. Good luck. See you at the Garden.
Thank you.
Okay, operator. Thanks, Jimmy. We can open up for questions now for Jeff Gordon.
Your first question is from the line of Steve Zabay.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Steve.
I guess maybe this is a little too specific, but among your selling points, what do you think tilted the game, or tilted the ice, so to speak, in getting him persuaded to join the Rangers?
It's hard to say it's just one, Steve. I think that when he looked at the Rangers, he looked at a lot of things. I think we have a lot to sell, right? It's an original six franchise in a great city. We've got a lot of good players. We're a team that we try to win. And I think the fact that he's from the East probably helped it too. So, I'm sure he looked at our depth chart, and I heard a little bit of what he had to say, and I think he probably saw some opportunity for him to play and fit in, and, the fact that he knew some of the players in our team too probably helped.
Where do you think he can fit in, as a second or third left wing?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I think that he's got he's got an ability to score. He can make plays. He's a very talented player. Where, what number, what line? I wouldn't want to go down that road and say yet. But I think he can come in and play. And I think he's gonna come in training camp and do his best to try to fit in as high as he can in our lineup. And that's what we're looking for.
Thanks, Jeff.
No problem.
Your next question is from the line of DJ Bean.
Hi, Jeff. Just with Jimmy obviously turning down Nashville and the opportunity to be a top six forward there at the gate, it seemed that going into all these meetings, everyone kind of assumed that that was almost a given to be pitched or promised to the player. In these meetings, do you kind of build it around, we envision you as this top six forward, and if you come here, this is kind of the job?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you go in there, you're showing them your depth chart. You're talking to them about how your scouts and how your organization feels about them, and you talk about what you hope and think could happen. All with the understanding that we don't know. We know we have a really good player with a lot of intangibles, and the players, they all dictate where they end up in the lineup, and that's no different here. It's just we're obviously really excited to get a player like this, but again, we'll see where it goes, and training camp's coming upon us, and we'll see what happens.
But you guys didn't feel that like there was any need to make promises or anything, just because you're in competition with so many other teams for this guy.
Yeah, no, I never got the feeling that he was looking for any kind of promise. I think that he's a pretty proud guy. I think that he's very confident in his ability, and when he looked at our team, I think he sees opportunity to play. I think he likes the fact that some other players that we've brought in recently have got opportunity as young players. I think he enjoyed talking to AV. And hearing what he had to say about playing young players and his style of play, offensive. I think he really enjoyed meeting Chris Drury and seeing some similarities, and Hobie Baker and how he handles himself. So you know, for me along the way in that meeting, I felt like we made a connection and he liked what we had to say, and, you know, and obviously we liked him as a player.
Great. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Your next question is from the line of Josh Cooper.
Hey, Jeff. Just wondering, with the fact that this is an entry-level contract, it seems like, I mean, it's obviously a lot of publicity for it because of the player and him going through free agency, but it's a relatively low-risk signing for you guys as far as cap space and whatnot. I mean, does that sort of make this day that much better for you guys just in general?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty well documented, right, that an entry-level, a real good player on an entry-level contract, every team needs those guys. That's going to help you in a salary cap world. So, that, you know, obviously that's a part of it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's a really good player that becomes a free agent. And, you know, every team's going to want to try to go for something like that. And that's, you know, that's – we're a part of that. And thankfully we're lucky enough to get him.
And there were – I guess just a bunch of tweets from some of your big celebrity fans and whatnot. As someone who was trying to pitch Jimmy, did you ever follow that at all or find it kind of humorous? It seemed like it really kind of struck a nerve with a lot of people who were following this whole situation.
Yeah, I mean, we were aware of it, right? You see some of the things going on. I'm not a Twitter guy, but I have enough people around me that follow Twitter, and I've got a teenage son, so you kind of know what's going on. And you kind of, you know, I thought it was interesting and I've never met any of those people, but I certainly enjoyed what they were trying to sell.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of Alan Creta.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
I am. Good, Alan. Thank you.
Just want to ask you, you know, what do you consider the major challenge making the transition from the college game to the NHL at this day and age? And also, how much of a help will it be or could it be for Jimmy to have Kevin Hayes, Chris Kreider, Boston guys in the room the moment he walks in there?
Yeah, I think it'll be big for him to know people and to have people that he understands where they came from and how they're doing in the league and whatnot. So I think the experience of that will help. As far as his biggest obstacle, you know, I would say with any young player coming into the league, you know, wherever they're coming from, you know, there might be, two lines and a few defensemen that can handle their level and their talent. You know, as they get to the NHL, there's everybody can play and teams are deep and there's no nights off, and, you know, that in addition to the pace of the game, right? I think that catches a lot of people off guard. So those will be adjustments, but I think with any player, any real good player especially, they make those adjustments quickly. And that's what we're hopeful for.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of Stan Fischler.
Jeff, this was a heck of a race, and there were several times where it seemed that the Rangers were not leading in the race. When did you feel you had a good shot and could get the guy?
Hi, Stan. I'd say when we left the room, I would say that we felt really comfortable, that we had a real good meeting, that we were able to, I think, touch on a lot of points that we wanted to. And we just thought we had a connection with the young man. And, I think when on the way to the airport after, we all talked and felt comfortable. But again, I would say without talking to the other teams, there were seven teams, we probably all felt the same way. I'm sure everybody felt like they had a good meeting. So until he called me today and told me he was coming, Stan, I would say that I was uncomfortable. And because you never know. You just never know. Some of these times we've had meetings with guys and we thought we did great and we thought there was a connection and it just didn't go. So, really until he called me today, that's probably the first time we felt it.
Well, when he called you, what did you say to him? When he told you?
I was glad to see the caller ID and see the Boston number. So I hurried to answer it. And when he said, "Hi, it's Jimmy Vesey, and I've made my decision and I'd like to come to New York," I I probably swore. I don't have to. I can't remember exactly what I did, but I probably had a pretty exciting comeback for him. Probably can't say it in public.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of Mark Rosenman.
Hey, Jeff, congratulations on a great sign. The fact that you have two tremendously talented guys in Buchnevich and now Jimmy, does that give you flexibility now to, is this part of a plan that you set in place, and is he a piece that you needed to go and make another move?
You know, it's not really about another move. It's, you know, this was an opportunity. You know, a real good player that becomes available, and, you know, everybody, you know, we're all trying to add pieces, and it's pretty well documented, right? We haven't had a lot of first round picks. We've gone 4 years without them. We've traded some second round picks. So, you know, we're trying to replace some of that depth that we've had in the past, and some of the prospects and all that. So anytime a guy like this becomes available, you know, we're going to do our best to try to get in the race. And that's, you know, we were able to do that. But as far as him and Pavel, yeah, I mean, that's what we're all trying to do. We're trying to get as many young players as we can. The game is, it's getting faster and younger and more skilled all the time. And we're certainly in tune with that and understand that. So, you know, I think it's a very exciting day for us to get a guy like this. And Pavel is a good player in his own right. And we're looking forward to seeing him in training camp to see how he makes his jump. So, yeah.
And how much input did Glenn have during the process?
I mean, Glenn has input in every process, right? I mean, we talk to him every step of the way, and he's been through everything and been through, you know, more. And so he's been great, and just sort of advising along the way and maybe this and that and picking up things So he's been a great sounding board, and you know, every step of the way we told him what we were thinking and where we were going, and he's been very supportive.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of Joe McDonald.
Hi, hey, Jeff.
Hi, Joe.
Just, you mentioned Chris Drury earlier, and Jimmy did as well. Just to expand on that just a little bit, just how valuable was it for you in this process, in the organization, I should say, in this process, to have a guy like Chris to be involved in this?
Hi, Joe. I would say it was very significant. I mean, Chris is, you know, I get to know him a lot since we hired him the last year, and he's a pretty special guy, right? And lots of character, and he's done a lot of different things in the game and in sports in general, and so much success, and he carries himself with class, and you know, he's just a good guy and a great voice in the room, and I, you know, the guy that won the Hobey Baker, and as I touched on earlier, you know, I think there was a lot of things that Jimmy could draw from and see himself a little bit in, so definitely helpful. Chris has been a great hire for us, and he's done a lot of good things in 1 year, and you know, he's been very impressive for us, and definitely a huge asset in the room when we go talk to young players.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Joe.
Your next question is from the line of Matt Kalamia.
Hey, Jeff. I might be the only guy on the line to have any interest in writing about this, but you guys signed John Gilmore out of Providence yesterday. Can you just speak to what you like about him?
I think that a little bit under the radar, obviously, with Jimmy out there. But we really like Gilmore's skating, his skill level. He can really shoot a puck. Again, a guy that's won, nice character guy that's, you know, we're looking forward to. Those guys are hard to find, and, you know, our scouts see some really good things in him, and we look forward to seeing him in training camp. So it's probably not getting the same kind of coverage, but we're excited to get John.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of Joseph Sochua.
Hey, Jeff. Congratulations on the great move right there.
Thank you, Joseph.
Given the fact that going into the draft, obviously you guys were trying to make some moves there, couldn't get it done. You moved Brassard. Are you satisfied with the team that you now have, given you have VZ in this lineup and moving forward and getting ready for training camp?
I don't think I'd use the word satisfied. I don't think you'd find too many general managers that are ever too satisfied. Maybe Jimmy Rutherford, but, you know, we're happy, obviously, today to get somebody like this. But, you know, there's a lot of work to do, and as we close in on camp, I don't know what's next and any kind of moves or anything like that, but we're happy. You know, we think we have a lot of good players. We think we have some good youth, and this really helps that. Satisfied? No, I don't think anybody in our organization is satisfied, but very happy today to get Jimmy.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.
And there are no further questions at this time.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Thanks, everybody, for joining us.
All right. Thank you, guys.